Welcome to our New Year's Day dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by ministerial intern Anna Tulu and the director of Lifespan Faith Development, Rachel Crane. Anna and Rachel talk about the importance of the hearth, as well as the hearth within our spiritual center, drawing upon teachings from Jewish and other traditions.
Okay. Welcome and good morning. Happy New Year, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley on the native lands of the Tutelo and Monacan people, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Rachel Crane, and I'm leading worship with our ministerial intern, Anna Tulu. We are currently in a yellow zone for Montgomery County, so masking is recommended in the building, but we ask that everyone mask while singing. Please take a moment to put your phones or devices into airplane mode or worship mode to preserve the bandwidth for our computers that are being used to host for those attending via Zoom. If you are with us for the first time, we are glad you've found us. We look forward to sharing all the ways you can make a place for yourself and belong to our community. If you'd like us to keep in touch with you, please find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat or a paper card in the back of the sanctuary from one of the greeters. If you have a joy or sorrow you wish to be shared aloud, you'll find a link in the chat or cards that are available near the entrance to the sanctuary, and we'll collect those during the offering. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or here at UUC throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, location, Zoom links, and contact information if needed. Thanks to all the volunteers this morning and throughout the week who make all these activities for our community and beyond possible.
Good morning. I'd like to lift up a few announcements. First, this coming Friday is our social justice movie night, and we're going to be gathering here to watch one of my favorite movies, The Biggest Little Farm. The film touches on topics of sustainable agriculture, environmental repair, and our UU seventh principle, the interdependent web of existence of which we are all a part. Also next Sunday, very exciting, is our second Sunday potluck. So we invite you to bring a dish to share and join us for a meal after worship. And this morning, we are greeting each other across space and cyberspace. So if you are joining us via Zoom, we are so glad that you are here. Please greet your neighbors by writing in the chat where you are dialing in from. And as you do that, we're going to share on our screen the Zoom so we can see you. If you want to turn on your camera and wave. And we have Meredith from Newport News. We have Dave from Pembroke, Gail and Susie and Galax, hi. We have people in Radford and Brenda in Italy. We have Denise from Radford, Judy from Southern Maryland, Barbara from Radford. We have the UU Fellowship of Southern Maryland. We are so glad to have you with us this morning. And Denise from Primrose Drive in the Berg, and the little goblin back in AV. Hi, little goblin. Joyce from Southern Maryland, and Brianna in Fairlawn. Hi, Brianna. Bill is in Floyd this morning. And I think that's it. So welcome, everyone. And for those of you who are here in the sanctuary, let me get back to my script. I invite everyone to take a look around and pick out someone maybe you haven't seen a while or you've never met, and smile and wave. I know we have masks on, many of us, but we can smile with our eyes. We want everyone at home to see who's here in the sanctuary, so I'm going to ask to spotlight our sanctuary camera. I'm going to try not to make anyone seasick. There we go. Yep, Jared's looking spiffy this morning. So greetings, everyone.
I'd like to invite Jim Kern up to come light our chalice. All right, please join us in reading the words on your screen. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Thank you. Our opening words this morning are "Steadied by Each Other" by Reverend Scott Taylor. Pulled in many directions by the demands of our days, we light this chalice to remind us of the still point deep inside. Made unsteady by the winds of unpredictable paths, we have lit this chalice to remember the shelter of each other. Longing for lights that lead us back to our truest selves, we kindle this chalice to illuminate the faces of friends and sacred companions, recalling once again that we find our way through the willingness to take each other's hand. Please join me in reciting our congregational covenant. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness, and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love, while we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
This month, our worship theme is Finding Our Center, a fitting way to start the new year. With the holidays just only now drawing to a close, I think of how many of us gather in our families and communities, journeying to some central location, a place of worship maybe, or a family or friend's home, or we open our own home to others. And within the home, the gathering point, the center, is traditionally the hearth, especially in the winter time, because the hearth is the heart of activity. It offers warmth, it offers soft flickering light that invites the sharing of stories and dreams and connection. At my parents' house, they have a wood stove, and frequently there's a pot of stew or a tea kettle bubbling away, ready to warm our bellies. Comfortable spots are available nearby with pillows or blankets for cuddling, and card games and crafty projects are there for hands and minds, and children and adults each take their turn, offering wood to feed the fire, ensuring sustaining light and warmth. In a way, we do this feeding of the hearth fire at every service here at the UUC. When we light our chalice, we are honoring the light each of us carries within us individually, and as we gather our lights together in one place for worship, we honor the light and warmth of our community, of our deep connections to one another and all creation, and our principles. Today, as we celebrate the new year, we want to welcome those of all ages and all identities to our hearth. So whether you are reveling or reeling from the fullness of the season, or if you are holding yourself tenderly at this time, we invite you to get comfortable, get cozy, grab a blanket. Rachel has some up here. If you want one, raise your hand. Oh, Marilyn, there we go. We've got a bunch. We have finger labyrinths in the back and here on the rugs. We have rugs down front if anyone wants to come forward. I know we don't have a lot of children in the sanctuary this morning, but even adults like coloring pages, and there's even Play-Doh in the back. So sit in a chair or pull up a carpet and This is our hearth. This is our circle of kinship. Gather in, feel the glow, add your spark to our fire, and make yourself at home.
One action we take every week to live into our mission is collecting an offering. It is a practice of our congregation to share half of the offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the Interfaith Food Pantry. While we pass the basket for those in the sanctuary, those attending online are invited to give using the link in the chat or through the many ways listed on the screen. You'll be able to give after the service as well. Thank you all for your generosity. If you have a joys or sorrows card, please hold it up now so the greeters can collect it. As we collect our offering, we'll enjoy Jared playing Kana by John Zorn, during which you are invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. For those online, you may write in the chat if you'd like a candle lit, and those will be read aloud after the offertory. So join me as we accept these offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. This morning, we are going to read together a special story, The Birthday of the World, by Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen, illustrated by Rachel Sumter. Here's the book. Yeah. All righty. The Birthday of the World, a story about finding light in everyone and everything. When I was very small, my grandfather was my favorite person in the world. He called me by a special name, Neshumale, which means little beloved soul, and he knew many, many stories. When I turned 4, he gave me a very old story called The Birthday of the World. It goes like this. In the beginning, there was only darkness. And then a great ray of light ended the darkness, and the world was born, the world of 1,000,000 things. It was filled with light. Then something unexpected happened, and the light of the world broke into millions and millions of sparks of light. And these sparks of light fell everywhere. They fell into everyone and everything. They fell into all the people, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. They fell into all the animals, dogs and cats, and guinea pigs and rabbits. They fell into all the fish in the ocean and all the birds in the sky. They fell into all the plants and all the trees and into all families. And they are still there today, hidden in everyone and everything. This is why you were born, and I was born, and everyone was born. We were all born because we can each find the spark of light that is hidden in everyone and everything. We can become its friend. We can feed it and help it grow bigger and shine more brightly. We can help it grow so bright that it becomes visible once again, one spark at a time. But Grandpa, I asked, if the sparks of light are hidden and we cannot see them, how can we find them? Ah, Neshumale, said my grandpa, we can't see them with our eyes. We can only see them with our hearts. Only your heart can see the spark of light that is hidden in everyone and everything. When we are kind to people, or listen to them, or believe in them, or love them, or help them realize their deepest dreams, we help their little spark grow bigger and brighter until their light shines out and fills up the world again, one spark at a time. And when it does, your own spark grows bigger and shines brighter and brighter. So the world is not broken, Grandpa. The light is still there. My grandfather smiled fondly at me. Yes, Neshumale, the light is hidden, but the light is still there. It will always be there, and that changes everything. This is the story of the birthday of the world as it was given to me, and now I give it to you. It is not just my story, it is your story too. One spark at a time, we can change the world back to the way it was at the beginning, whole and filled with light.
A lot of us have very specific and cherished customs around the new year. I wonder if any of you would be willing to call out some of your traditions, things that you feel inclined to do this time of year.
Anything?
Dry January. Yep. Okay. Dry January.
Go for a hike.
I know. I love a New Year's Day hike.
Jigsaw puzzles.
Nice.
Chocolate cream pie at midnight.
Oh. Ooh. I'll be right over, Rachel. Rachel said chocolate cream pie at midnight. Does anyone do the black eyed peas? Yes. And collard greens, yes. That's very important. Any others?
We like to burn stuff that doesn't serve us well.
Carol likes to burn things that don't serve us well, so there was good. Yeah, that's a nice ritual, right? The things we want to, are they usually things you want to let go of or things that you want to send up in prayer or? Yeah, I know I have a friend who was saying that there's a traditional Japanese dish that she prepares at the new year that has noodles that are easily broken, and that signifies the things we want to leave behind. So interesting. A lot of these customs do have something to do with orienting ourselves at the turning of the year, orienting toward what's most important to us, what we want to have happen in the coming year, or what we want to not have happen anymore in the coming year. Some of our traditions, like the black eyed peas, are largely about luck, good fortune, sort of a charm against hardship. But still, most of these traditions are a way of centering, noticing the moment, the change, and centering can also be a tricky business. New Year's resolutions are a pretty common thing. Has anyone here made a New Year's resolution ever? Ellen's like, I'm getting mixed signals from Ellen. There's like head shaking and like yeah, who has broken a New Year's resolution? All the hands go up, I love it. Yeah, it can be tricky, me too. Sometimes our resolutions hinge on habits we want to leave behind, maybe watching too much TV, doing things that are harmful to our bodies or our spirits, fighting with our siblings. I know that's common among my kids. They break that one pretty quickly. Sometimes it's about habits we want to adopt, like exercising more or eating healthier foods or sticking to a budget. All of these are good things, sometimes really good things. But sometimes I think we approach our resolutions with an attitude, if only I can get or do or quit or achieve this one thing, then I'll be happy. If only I can do better, look better, be better. Can you hear the sadness in that way of thinking? We're placing our happiness, our capacity for contentment and wholeness outside of ourselves. It's as if we won't be able to see our own inherent worth and dignity unless we're perfect. We won't be able to recognize the light of our own spirit within us. And that's part of why I love the story of the birthday of the world, especially at the turning of the year. In the beginning, there is the dreaming dark, infinite potential. And out of the dreaming dark, light is born. It brings contrast and action, and the light grows and it grows, and it grows so bright that it bursts into a shower of infinite sparks. And just as the stars scattered across the whole of creation, so these sparks scattered through the world. And according to the story, every being carries within a spark of this sacred light, a seed of the divine, ready to grow. And with that seed, the capacity to bring dreams into the world, to bridge that which is eternal with that which is mortal. This is a traditional Jewish story of Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam translates as world repair. And some describe this work of world repair as trying literally to put all these broken pieces of light back together, right? And others don't see the light as broken at all, only as scattered. And the work of world repair is about recognizing the light within ourselves, within others, within all beings. I'm coming to know deeply that the light that is within all of us is already one, not broken. And so, with that knowledge, we are able to grow into wholeness. World repair, Tikkun Olam. Again, the light is not broken. Our connection can be broken when we cannot perceive the sacred spark that has always been within us, when we cannot recognize the sacred spark in another being. And that happens a lot. But we are not broken. Our relationship, our connection can certainly be. It can be severed by an illusion of separation. And the remedy, the warmth of wholeness, of connection, is already here at our center. The same light within all of us. When we connect to the spark, though we may inhabit different bodies, still we gather at the hearth of spirit as one. There's a traditional yogic chant that goes like this. Loka samasta sukino bhavantu. And it translates, it's in Sanskrit, and it's usually sung or spoken, and it translates as, may the whole world be filled with peace and joy, love and light, and may I contribute to that light. How powerful is that? Not only do I pray for peace and joy and love and light and compassion and justice and equity, but I will contribute to these things. The spirit within me cannot help but spill out into my actions, into the world. There's this other very common Sanskrit saying, I wonder if anyone can guess what it is, having to do with light. We generally know it as one word. Those of you, namaste. Good. All right, so namaste is just one word, and it translates roughly as this. When I say namaste, I am saying that the light that is in me perceives and celebrates the light in you. I recognize you. I perceive the sacred spark, and I honor our connection, that the light we each carry is one. When I say namaste, I am waving at you, spirit to spirit. And I am so filled with joy that the light within me grows bigger and brighter, and it swells until it cannot help but burst forth and scatter into the world in a thousand acts of world repair, in a thousand acts of kindness, born from love and connection. When we know this in our bones, when we know this at our center, we know that every moment holds the potential for a new creation, a new year, a chance to find the divine love that resides not outside of ourselves, but within and amongst. Every moment holds a chance to swell and cast light ever more broadly, scattering like stars through our lives. Amen. Ashe, and blessed be. And namaste. Spirit of life, may we carry the warmth of connection out from our common hearth and into the world. May we resolve to recognize the sacred spark within ourselves and to grow in our capacity to recognize the same spark in all beings. May each day of the new year bring opportunities for new creation to burst forth like stars, scattering out and ever multiplying galaxies of love and repair. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again.